Mark chapter 12, verses 28 through 31. We continue considering this passage. Let me read it. We've considered this the last couple of days as we continue our journey through the Gospels. One of the teachers of the law came and heard them debating, and noticing that Jesus had given them a good answer, he asked, "Of all the commandments, which is the most important?" "The most important one," Jesus answered, "is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. The second is this: Love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these." Yesterday, we considered what it means to love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. That's the vertical love you have for God. When the vertical love is sincere and active, it includes a second dimension. The vertical expands to contain the horizontal, loving others as we love ourselves. Consistently demonstrating our love for God is easier in principle and practice than it is to love people. God's love for us is perfect and unconditional. He never speaks to us in a negative tone. He never shows up late for an appointment. He never runs up the score on our team like some other coaches do. He never speaks behind our back. But Jesus said there are two commandments that go hand in hand: love God with all your being and love others as yourself. In fact, Jesus presents the second as a natural flow from the first. Love for self is undeniable, isn't it? We take care of our bodies. We eat when we're hungry. We rest when we're tired. We watch sports or movies when we need to relax. When we're thirsty, it's time for a Sonic run to get a vanilla Dr. Pepper. In the same way we meet our needs, we're to meet the needs of others. We can't minister to the entire world, but we can apply this passage right now to the people God has placed in our homes and in our paths. So, Father, please allow me to love others to confirm my love for you. In Jesus' name, amen. If we can pray for you here at The Journey, please send your request to prayer@ronmoore.org. That's prayer@ronmoore.org.